This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The mayor of Lark Harbor, Wade Park, says the tiny Bay of Islands town has been a beehive of activity since the grounding of a cargo ship in Cedar Cove. The MSC Baltic 3 ran aground February 15th after losing power. Rough sea conditions are preventing salvage teams from getting 1.7 million liters of fuel, as well as containers safely removed from the ship. Officials from the Coast Guard wanted to build a road to the grounded vessel, which has to be taken apart and removed since there's too much structural damage to tow the ship. Mayor Park says plans to construct that road have hit a hurdle.
With land and such that they're trying to clarify, but moving forward with it as we speak, I guess, and there's still some movement on the ship itself when the weather cooperates from the sea. That way, but if the last couple of days, 3 days actually, have been a lot of wind in that direction, so that limits to what they can do there. So they've had no access to that, so they're still waiting on some finalization of, like I said, land for the road.
Park says they're trying to find out who owns a piece of land they need to cross.
I think it's a deeded granted land, so, and it's not owned by anybody in the town, so they're trying to reach out to the people or the person that owns that and get some clarification on it. So that's where they stand right now with that, so far as I can gather from Coast Guard and such, right?
Meanwhile, fish harvesters in the area are getting ready to head out for the crab and lobster fishery, which Park says is the backbone of the community.
It's been a little bit of a congestion down in Littleport, but they're working around with each other, like with the people that's involved with the environmental group and the Coast Guard group. They're kind of working together and sorting that out. But on the other hand, I mean, it's increased the people in our towns looking for places to rent and places to eat and such to get. And it's no trouble to see, like, there's lots of vehicle movement. Like, Coast Guard got a number of people down at that building that come down daily.
Containers filled with beads listed as dangerous goods have been safely removed from the vessel, and no spillage or pollution can be seen in the area. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.